1320 WILS, Davis Miller. He's the author of Approaching Ali, A Reclamation in Three Acts. It's the single most intimate look at Muhammad Ali's life after boxing. Davis, thank you for joining us.
Happy to do it. Yeah. It's an honor to get to talk about my pal and lifelong hero.
Now, how did you meet Muhammad Ali?
You know, it's interesting because I'm driving. I'm actually between Lexington and Louisville right now, headed to his funeral. And that's what I've been thinking about, driving 500 miles here. And we met on Easter weekend, 1988, March 31st, 1988. At the time, I wasn't a writer. I simply worked in video stores, in old movie stores. And on that day, March 31st, I found out I was losing my job. All the stores I worked in were going to be closed, and I was despondent after I got the news, and coincidentally drove past the house that I knew to be Ali's mother's house on the south side of Louisville. And he'd been my childhood hero. He'd saved me from depression. I'd become a professional athlete, a kickboxer because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked across at his mom's yard, there was this block-long white Winnebago parked in front with license plates that read, "The Greatest." And, I mean, you know, who else could that be, especially in Louisville? So I felt I needed to stop and thank this guy for what he meant to my life and the lives of, you know, hundreds of millions of people.
So you go up to the door, and now what did he think about a stranger coming up to his door?
I mean, it probably happened every day with him. I mean, I went to knock on the door of his Winnebago, and before I got my hand to the door, he opened it. And he's standing there in the doorway. He was so huge, he had to lean under the frame to see me. And he's standing there looking as big as God. Mm. He was glowing. And he looked like some big lighted house on a big, gorgeous house on a hill somewhere.
Mm. Now, in 88, what was his condition with Parkinson's at that point?
It was very different from what was being written about. He'd had Parkinson's close to 20 years at that point. And yet, no, that's not quite true. He'd had it about 12 or 13 years. And all the very thin newspaper and magazine stories about him were writing about him as if he was brain dead.
Tell me this, Davis. So Davis Miller, by the way, author of the new book, really came out shortly before the death of Muhammad Ali, Approaching Ali. So as you know, as the years go on, what is it like for him? How is the Parkinson, how is it affecting him?
He had been late stage or advanced stage Parkinson's for a number of years, particularly the last couple of years have been on and off a struggle. He's also had really good times in the last couple of years. I saw him in the fall of 2014, mm-hmm. and I felt bad for him in September. Lost a lot of weight, and he was put in hospital for about a month.
At that point, 2014, how are you communicating with him at that point?
People always act like the guy couldn't talk. Up until a few days before he died, he taught people's heads off. He just wouldn't do it in public. He felt it was, you know, frankly, this guy carried himself with enormous dignity all through his years of Parkinson's.
Oh, he just didn't want to talk, but was he embarrassed of the way he would talk?
Yeah, on some level it was embarrassment, but he just didn't feel it was right.
Davis, I've got just a minute here, but it was a Muslim funeral. How much did he talk about Islam? How important was that to him in his later years?
I think it was inseparable from who he was. I don't think necessarily Islam in the classic sense of the word that people think. He had converted to Sufism. If you don't know what Sufis are, Google it. It's this mystical sect that some people consider Islamic, the followers as being Islamic, some don't.
So would he pray five times a day, that kind of thing?
Oh, at least. Uh-huh. And, I mean, he probably prayed with every breath. He was probably the most spiritual person. I mean, absolutely the most spiritual person I've ever known. But he sort of believed in a universal religion. Mm-hmm. Another thing he said to me one time at his mom's house, again, right before the start of the Gulf War back in 1990, is he said, there's truth in all religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, Judaism. And he said, and just plain talking, the only religion that matters is the real religion, love. And when I say that, that sounds smarmy. But when when the single best athlete, arguably, in the history of the world,
right.
and certainly the best prize fighter ever, and this mountain of a man,
says that, yeah, that leaves an impression. It's quite a statement, too. A Davis Miller, author of Approaching Ali, A Reclamation in Three Acts, the most intimate look at Muhammad Ali's life after boxing. Davis spent thousands of hours with him. Davis Miller. Davis, thanks.
I appreciate it. If anybody wants to know more, approachingali.com.